Hello and welcome back to another week of Random Rambles. We are back yet again. Well, we weren't back last week, but this week I'm just joined with Maggie again. It's just us.
Hello.
How has your week been? Well, I guess it's been a couple of weeks since we've been actually on air, because last week I was dying.
Right. Yeah. It's been fine, you know, just school, writing essays, math. I got a math test tomorrow, so, you know, I got to study for that. How about you?
Yeah, it's been a lot, but I'm getting through it. We have our show this week for the musical.
Yeah.
And I'm helping out with it, and I'm...
What musical?
It's Catch Me If You Can.
Right.
It's about this guy who's, like, commits, like, fraud and stuff, and, like, he gets away with it.
Yeah.
Like, he becomes, like, an airplane.
I didn't...
He's a pilot.
I watched the movie, but I didn't know it was a musical.
Yeah. And then it's kind of depressing, to be honest.
Oh.
It's not like...
Do you like it?
The musicals we've done in the past, I've preferred.
Yeah.
Like, this one isn't my cup of tea.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if you like Catch Me If You Can, good. But it's just not my cup of tea.
Yeah. That's understandable.
Because we did All Shook Up, which was 12th Night with Elvis songs.
Mm-hmm.
My freshman year, and then last year we did Adam's Family, which was amazing.
Yeah. I didn't know it was a musical. I'm going to look it up after now because I'm curious.
I've heard the movies better than the musical. I haven't watched either.
I saw the movie, but it was like a long time ago. I just remember that it was like some guy with the plane.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Anyways, I have a hat this week. It's one I got in Italy from our trip. I was going to use it when we came back, but we never really used the hat. We just kind of talked about our spring break, so I thought we'd use it now.
Okay, it's perfect timing.
I had a certain one I wanted to do first, so I put a little star on it.
Okay.
If I can...
You should have kept it out.
Yeah.
Separately. That's okay.
Uh-oh.
That's okay.
Oh, I found it. Okay. Let's see here. You can hear the folding that they were on the mic. Okay, you can only pick one. You can go back in time, but it's not guaranteed when you will return to the present time. Or, you can travel to any place in the world. It's like a random place. You don't get to pick. But you're only there for 5 minutes.
Yeah, I would pick... I would pick the second one.
I think I would, too.
Yeah, because at least 5 minutes, I don't know. I'd be guaranteed coming back. The other one, I don't even know what time I'm coming back.
Yeah, but that could kind of be fun, too. You could, like...
No, because...
But you wouldn't know what time it would be.
What if you make a whole family? You go back in time, you make a whole family, and then just, like...
Disappear?
You're like, oh, well, time to go back to my other life.
Then you don't make a family.
Well, that'd be hard, because what if you're there for, like, 60 years?
Would you come back and be the age you were when you went back in time? Or would you be old?
I feel like you... Well...
I was thinking you'd just go back in time to, you'd go back and be, like, your younger self. That's what I pictured.
Oh.
But you could also put it in the other way, like you're saying.
Oh, yeah. I thought you meant, like, go back to, like, the 50s or something.
Yeah.
Isn't that weird? Like, the 50s were a thing, but I have no recollection of it, only from pictures. But it happened. That is so weird.
But you weren't around during that time.
No. But it happened, and
you could say that with all of history, too.
Yeah, but isn't that so weird? Like it's not just a story.
It feels like it's so short. Like, it feels like it wasn't that long ago when they talk about it.
Yeah.
Because, it really wasn't. And then you, like, look at the dates, and you're like, oh my gosh, that was, like...
Yeah.
A little while ago.
Yeah, like, you watch, like, movies and stuff, and it's like... Like, let's say, like, 60s.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh.
Catch Me If You Can set in the 60s.
Yeah, it's like, oh. Like, I don't think I can describe what I'm trying to say. Yeah. But it's like really weird.
Because it's like when like the Hollywood and stuff is like beginning to get real big.
Yeah.
And like TV is. I just find it interesting.
Yeah, because I feel like with movies, you feel like you know what that time period was like, but you really don't. I feel like. If that makes sense.
It's just like, it's interesting. I like learning about that time in history because it's like all this stuff happened.
A lot of stuff was happening. We're doing
that in school right now in my history class. It's like, wow, this is actually fun.
Yeah, it is. What time are you learning in history?
We just finished, like, we're doing, like, Cold War stuff.
Mm.
We just finished the 50s. We're going, moving on to the 60s today.
Oh, okay,
yeah. Do you hear that buzzing?
Yeah, I do. I hear it sometimes. Oh.
I'm trying to figure out what it is.
Yeah, I don't know. I gotta move this a little bit this way.
Because we got new microphones. They're pretty neat.
They're pretty cool.
And we got little, Pop filters.
Yeah, Sage was asking me about it yesterday. I couldn't remember what it was called.
I wanted to call them buzz stoppers. Because they stop the little static noise, but they're pop filters. Okay.
Yeah, I got another piece of paper if you couldn't hear it unfolding. What is the best chapstick flavor/scent in your opinion? Okay, good question. I've been using, wait a minute, where's it at?
This literally came up because I was putting on chapstick this morning.
Yeah.
I have a strawberry one in my crumbet case.
I'm using the Vaseline cocoa butter.
Coconut ones are good.
But like stick form.
Yes.
And it's like my favorite one because, well, I do like Burt's Bees though. But Burt's Bees, it would have to go.
Do you want the ranch one?
No.
Did you see those?
Absolutely not.
Did you see those? Those are so funny.
Well, I do love ranch. No, I do not want that on my lips.
It was like ranch. Was it carrot, celery, and like chicken maybe?
Chicken is crazy.
It was it had ranch and other things that you dip in ranch. It was like four different flavors, and it was like a limited time thing. Because someone made like I think it was their April Fool's joke last year.
Interesting.
And they're like, we're releasing this, and then, but they didn't, and everyone's like, yeah. I want it.
No, I do not want that ever in my life. But I do like that, and I like Aquaphor, but it doesn't like me. It makes my lips feel dry from the inside. Mm-hmm. But I do like that smooth feeling, because with, like, Burt's Bees, I don't know. Like,
I don't like the feeling of chapped lips.
Because
then
either.
I pick at my lips and then they get.
Yeah, bad. I used to not carry chapstick, but I try to have chapstick on me now.
Yeah. Like, even when I use it, my lips still get chapped and it's so annoying.
You just gotta keep putting. Yeah, once it, like, kind of starts drying, kind of, I don't like that.
Yeah, I'm like, okay, more now.
Yeah. Yeah. Also, the ones I get come in a 2-pack, but by the time I use one, I forget where I put the other one, so I have to get another one. Yeah. Another 2-pack.
My aunt got me a big one for Christmas, and I just finished it. Well, mine was like a birthday cake one, and my sister got like a candy apple one, because they were like fun flavors. And I was using it because it tastes good.
Oh my gosh.
Well, it's like not like I'm licking it off my lips. It's like...
Yeah, but you can, like,
you can
taste it.
Yeah. Like, I like this one better. But I like the cherry, like, the chapstick brand. Is that
yeah.
Like, yeah. I like the cherry ones because I used to be the chapstick queen in elementary school. I had, like, a whole bag of chapsticks.
Oh, yeah. I used to collect chapsticks, but I wouldn't use them.
Floss. Yeah. It's like, I got all the cool flavors.
Right. I think another one of my favorite ones is, like, the chapstick brand chapstick, but it's, like, plain or vanilla or whatever, because my grandma used to use that
one. Like, the one with the little water drop on it?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like sunscreen. Yeah. That's what it reminds me of.
But my grandma uses it, and it's, like, it reminds me of her.
Yeah. My grandpa would buy that. There was also, like, a... It was, like, black... I want to say it's black licorice.
black licorice, the food is delicious. It is. And I used to get like a bag of it with the, like the dog on the front. I would eat it for lunch. I'm telling you, not for lunch really, but like as a dessert, I would eat it. It's so good.
I like, I'm not a big black licorice person. I'm not really a big Twizzlers person in general.
Yeah, I don't really like Twizzlers, the red ones.
I like the ones, there's like, they have these like pink lemonade ones and they have like filling on the inside. I like those ones, the ones with filling.
Yeah.
Or the ones that are like nine tiny ones put together and you could peel them apart.
Yeah, that sounds kind of good though. What? I'm going to try that. But the red ones, I don't know. I just feel like I'm going to break my teeth.
I'll eat them when I, like, when we have them all. Maybe take a couple.
Yeah.
But
oh, yeah, I'll eat them.
It's not my go-to candy.
Yeah. I know some people's go-to is that, which is crazy to me. Because they don't really have too much of flavor.
Yeah. My family found mushrooms, so.
Oh, okay.
Little morels. Have you ever been mushroom hunting?
I have not.
You see it there?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh. Yeah. Yeah, no, it was hiding.
Yeah, that's why it's hard. My mom loves to do it. Like, she slid down the cliffs at my grandparents' house.
Yeah. I don't know if I would go mushroom
hunting. That's the first ones they found this season. 2 and 5 minutes.
2 and 5 minutes? Okay. Get them done.
And we have, like, 5 different little locations where we'd go, but time for the next topic.
I like that topic, chapstick. I didn't know I was so interested about that.
Here's another flavor one.
Okay.
What's the best flavor of Pop-Tart, in your opinion?
Let me look up Pop-Tarts. I like the cinnamon sugar whatever
cinnamon
that
one. Cinnamon sugar, yeah. Hold on, we're getting a call.
And I'm going to just keep talking.
Yes.
Let me look up the Hot Tarts. I do not like the blueberry one. Absolutely not. I like this. I kind of like the strawberry one.
Okay. Thank you.
I don't try Pop-Tarts too much. What was that?
It was something else.
Oh, yeah. What'd they call for?
Nothing much. We'll talk about it later.
Okie dokie. I'm looking at Pop-Tarts. I had to turn my VPN on. But I said I like the strawberry ones. I don't like the blueberry ones. Don't give me that. Yeah, brown sugar cinnamon.
Tasty. I've been eating the chocolate ones recently.
You know, I don't really eat Pop-Tarts because they're very sugary. And my grandma said, we don't keep them in the house because they're sugary.
Yeah, I don't really eat them that much. When I was younger, I'd lick, like, the frosting off of them and be like, yeah. I'm done.
You know what's good? You know what my dad does? He puts them in the toaster.
That's
and
what
then
I do,
puts
yeah.
butter on them.
Butter?
Yeah.
I don't put butter on them.
It's good.
I'm not a big fan. I recently bought some at the store. I'm like, okay, I like these. And then I've been having them in the toaster in the morning.
You know what? I realized they're better in the toaster because strawberry, they are so pretty though. You know what, they skimp on the frosting though. You see, you get the package and then it's like a drop of frosting.
I think the frosting used to be a lot more when I was younger.
Yeah,
because now it's just like a little
it's
bit.
Just like a little strip. I'm just like, I need more than that.
There's like s'mores kind. I've never had the s'mores, but I want to try it. It looked interesting.
Yeah, they do look good.
But the last time I saw it at the store, I was going to get that, but it was in the giant box.
Oh.
So I got it. That's why I got chocolate, because it
yeah.
was the smaller one.
Yeah.
But anyways.
Okay, you want me to draw another one?
Yeah.
Shake it up. This is exciting. I do like this show. Do you have any big final projects coming up? No, not really. I mean, just essays and actually, have a math test Friday, like I said. And, yeah. That's going to be the last math test. Because I have the AP test, but we're done with the units.
I have an AP test coming up. When's yours?
It's 13th, May 13th.
Mine's May 9th.
Yeah, it's senior skip day.
Yours is senior skip day?
Yeah, and I have to be here because I have to take the test.
That sucks.
Yeah, so.
But they take us to, like, this separate building, and they're like, okay, you could test in here.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, go ahead.
The administration building, I think it is.
Oh.
It's in the front. I didn't take the AP exam last year, but my friends did, mm-hmm. and that's where they went.
I think we go in the ninth grade's gym, which is, and they have, like, a big, like, mural kind of on the wall of the giant. And it's just,
Where do you sit? Do you just sit on the floor?
No, they got tables in there.
Okay.
They put tables up.
Yeah. I was like, they're like, go in the gym and sit on the floor.
No, but I remember, because last year I took the AP English Lang, or Lit, I think it was Lang. And
I think Lit's senior year.
Oh.
Yeah, AP, I don't know.
But I remember taking it and then just looking at the mural. Also, I remember getting halfway done and being like, God, this is not right. But I had to keep going.
Yeah, we have multiple choice answers. Mm-hmm. From what I've been told, I've never taken them. And then you have like the FRQs, which is like the written response questions.
Yeah.
I do not like those at all.
I don't like them either.
And I think there's that one's out of 10 points. I don't know how many you write, but I only have one more test in science, and then we have, like, a project at the end of the year, and I also have a project in geometry coming up.
But. Oh, I do have a project. It's in yearbook. We're trying to decide what our yearbook for next year, like, what the theme is going to be. So he had people get in groups and make, like, slides of, like, how we want it to look like.
That's cool. Have you finished your yearbook? Like, making it?
No. We still got some weeks. I think it's almost done, though. Like, it's very close. But we still got some weeks because we still got, like, games, baseball games, volleyball games to shoot and stuff.
Yeah.
But are you done with yours?
With our yearbook? So we have, like, a yearbook club. But I help take pictures for it, and they meet in the mornings, and I'm not at Cascade in the mornings.
Oh, that sucks.
So I have to go to my teacher and be like, hey, so what the meeting? She's like, okay, I need you to go to this sports game. Like, I think she wants me to go to the track game on the 23rd. I keep forgetting about that. but I think the 23rd, is the 23rd Tuesday?
I think so, yeah, because I have to take pictures on a Monday.
But
yeah.
There's also... what's the word called? There's also a softball game that night with the Youth League Night, and my dad will be there because of that. So I think I might, like, hop between the two and take pictures because I need to get pictures of softball, too. Mm-hmm. Maybe I'll get baseball if baseball's playing.
But yeah.
Anyways. We got another topic from the hat. Oh, we're on the topic of school. Are you ready for it to end? Because I am.
Yes, but no. I'm ready for... schoolwork to end. I'm not ready for to actually leave. Well, I don't know. It's so weird.
Well, you're going to college. I have break.
Yeah, I am going to college. It's so weird, though, because I remember being like, oh, man, like, Ben Davis, that's, like, that's big. I don't know, like, from elementary school, that's always, like, Ben Davis, like, the big thing, and now I'm leaving it. It's like, okay, that's crazy.
Like, I'm done with school, but at the same time, I think it's scary to leave.
Yeah, because it's all I know. Wayne Township is all I know. And now I'm going to go to, like, Ball State, which...
That's a bit away, isn't it?
Yeah, it's, like, 2 hours, I think. But, and I'm excited. It's just going to be different people. Even though this school is so big, I see new people every day. Like...
I walk in this hallway and I'm like, I'm gonna get lost here. It's so big compared to my school. It's like, my school, there's just like basically two hallways and like a big open gym area. I'm like, okay, I could walk through here.
But I feel like while it is big, since we have like certain classes, we only walk certain halls. So then it's like, I don't know.
So you don't go to everywhere in the school.
Yeah. But last year I had to go from the Career Center, like all the way over there to the front of the building. Oh man, I was running. No, I wasn't running. I was
like, how many teachers do you have for math?
That's a good question. I don't know. The math department, it probably, well, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Oh, you already have more than me.
Probably more than that.
We have 4, and that's for each grade.
Oh, that's crazy. No, because, I mean, I've had a, yeah. That is actually crazy.
And you guys have, like, 2 theaters, kind of? You have an auditorium?
Pretty much.
And a theater? We just have the PAC, which is, like, the Performing Arts Center. Just our auditorium theater area.
Yeah, I like the theater better, though. It's littler.
Yeah, I was in there. The bricks on the sides, because I walked up towards the stage.
Yeah.
You can look backstage.
Yeah.
I peeked through one of the holes. I'm like, there's a chair back there. That's backstage.
Yeah.
It's pretty funny.
Yeah. I loved being in the theater. I love being in theater.
It just felt very small for, like, how big your school is and the shows you put on. It is,
yeah. That's why, not many people come to the shows.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, on Fridays, it'll be packed. Saturday, yeah. But, like, I don't know.
So what the musical people have been doing? I walked into school yesterday, and they're just singing in the gym area. Because, you can look down into the gym from the top, from the second floor.
Mm-hmm.
And from the first floor, you can walk into it, kind of. And there was, like, 2 people there who were in the show, and they're doing one of their numbers. I'm like, I thought we weren't doing this anymore.
Yeah.
But it was really good. It was much better than I had seen them do before.
Oh.
So that's good.
That is good.
And then they did another one between 6th and 7th, and I think they're doing another one today.
Okay.
But
well,
I would not want to do that in front of the school, to be honest.
No.
But everyone liked it. There was only a couple people I heard who were like, this is so weird.
Oh.
Like, well, keep those opinions.
Stop listening.
Like, yeah, there's some people who just walk by, like, what's going on?
That's understandable. Because, I mean, people from our choir, they'd be singing in the hallways and dancing and stuff.
Did I get the last one? What is going on?
I don't
on?
Think so.
Okay.
I thought there was another one.
There was another one?
Is there
it was the end of the school year. Okay, here. Here we go. I'm getting all confused.
That's okay.
Oh, this one's a bit of a boring one because I had my putty. The topics today aren't that great, but anyway, we're just vibing.
Oh, I like the topics.
Would you rather play with putty or slime?
Oh my gosh. I've been seeing TikToks of these kids making slime, and I want to make slime because I actually have the stuff to do it and I won't be messy this time. And I've been seeing people play with their slime, and man, I want to make it like slime.
Slime.
Yeah.
See, slime is fun when you're at home, but like putty, you can play with it on the go.
Okay,
it doesn't get
yeah.
like sticky everywhere.
Yeah, yeah,
like
yeah.
Slime
That's
does.
True. Putty. But it's like, yeah, okay, yeah, you're right. On the go, when you're out, yeah, because it doesn't get everywhere. And
you can buy the little containers of it, like I have.
Yeah.
The little avocado one out there.
Yeah, and, like, the containers are cute, too. I like little metal, like.
But they're hard to get open.
Oh, yeah, they're horrible.
Like, if you have it upside down on itself, you're trying to pull it open, the putty has sealed around the edge.
Yeah.
Just encased it. But our legal ID is WPDG-FMHD1 Indianapolis. I'm Lorelai Smith. You are listening to Random Rambles, and I am joined here with Maggie.
Yeah.
I had to get that in.
And we're talking about slime.
Yes, and we're talking about slime and putty.
But yeah. Oh, no, man. I want to make slime.
It's
fun. I might start a slime selling business. Would you buy from me?
We had that in elementary school.
Right.
There like, was kids who'd come to school with, like, these containers. Like, you know, you put beads in.
Yeah.
For, like, making necklaces and bracelets.
Yeah.
And they'd have their slime in there, and they'd be like, and then kids would come up to him and be like, how much? And they'd be like, I don't know, $1.50.
Yeah. I'm going to start. I can't believe it's making a comeback.
Yeah.
But I'm loving it.
It's like a whole slime cartel at school.
Yeah. No, also, I seen this one old dude on TikTok make a slime. I say, yeah.
Really?
This is who I'm supposed to be. This is how I'm supposed to be doing it. So I might actually start slime. It's, and also, they were making it on the table. They didn't even put it in a bowl. And I was like, wow.
I've done that before.
Wow, that is so much more efficient. Then you don't even have to clean up a bowl. And mm-hmm. it's like, it cleans itself up.
See, once you have it in the bowl, it's not hard to clean. I used to make slime all the time.
But I made it once, and it was a mess, and my grandma didn't let me do it again.
But once you make slime in the bowl, you can clean it out easily with how sticky the slime is.
Yeah. But then you gotta also wash the bowl, because you don't want to eat after that.
Maybe but you do.
Also, you
pour some pour some cereal in and then add the milk.
That's not. But also, you should probably clean your table after that too. So I guess you gotta clean something.
Yeah. But I think the table would be easier to wipe down than the bowl.
Definitely, yeah. I think so too. Just get a Clorox wipe. Wipe it down.
Yeah.
Was there another one?
I think so. There's like two more.
Yeah. Okay. I feel like this is going to be a good one.
I genuinely forgot what I've written down.
Okay. Do you prefer swimming in pools or
like a lake?
Or lakes or ocean or pond? Or pond?
Like pond and lake. Those are like the same thing.
Pool. Because I've never been to the ocean, but I'm not swimming in a lake. Like, you will not catch me in a lake swimming. Also, pools are just better. I could do, like, front flips and not be scared. I'm going to get, like, some stuff in my hair or something.
I'll swim in the pool. I like swimming in the pool when I'm in the deep area. Mm-hmm. I enjoy that. But, like, I like swimming in ponds and stuff, too. But I don't...
What?
They're fun. It's, like... my friend's house, she has a pond, and she has, like, a kayak in it. And one time we all got in it, it was the winter time. It was, like, right when it had gotten finished building. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, everyone, let's go get in the kayak. I'll paddle us out. And me and her sister got in it, and we flipped it over, and I was soaking wet. I was in proper clothes, like, in a sweatshirt.
That's not good. That's not good. It was cold?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It was maybe 50 out.
OMG. Like, that is not... I can't even imagine. Oh,
she won't get on a canoe anymore with me. She's like, no, I'm not getting on it with you. It's a kayak, not a canoe.
Mm-hmm. I have a pool in my backyard. That's why I would say pool. I love just floating. And also, I don't know. I really do not like bugs. And the fact that there could be like bugs in the water or whatever
pools in a pond. Pools just take so much to take care of.
They do. They really do. Chlorine. You gotta make sure the pH is good or whatever.
Yeah. Can't be swimming in bad water.
No.
But, like, I would go to Raccoon Lake for the summer. Mm-hmm. For my birthday, like, a couple of years. And it's fun. I'll swim in the shallow area.
Yeah.
I don't like being out in the open water as much.
No.
Because we took a boat one year and we're like, okay, we're gonna go on the boat.
That's scary.
And then you'd swim and be like, okay.
Would you ever go on a cruise ship? Like a cruise?
I think it'd be fun. My mom would never go on one. She says people get lost on cruise ships.
Yeah.
She's like, nope.
Also, pirates.
Pirates?
Yeah, pirates are real. And they'll get you, too.
On the cruise ships. Watch out for the pirates.
Yeah, if you're going through some certain waters, they'll put, like, barbed wire. I've seen a TikTok about it. Some people may say it's not true because I saw it on TikTok, but that's where I get all my information.
Woohoo!
but yeah, they're real. And I don't know. Personally, I would never, because what if it, like, is storming?
That's true.
That's scary.
But I got one more topic, and we can finish out the day with this. Okay. Oh. I'm not a big fan of this, but I thought I'd put it in. Because okay. I'm having it for dinner tonight, because okay. I'm going to try it. What is the best kind of soup?
Broccoli cheddar.
I have chicken noodle.
That I'd probably say that's my second favorite. I'm not really a fan of soups, especially I'm like the either. Brothy ones. I like the creamy ones. The brothy one, first of all, I don't like broth. I've tried to drink it or whatever, slurp it down. I can't.
It's just weird. Like, if I want to drink something that's like warm, like a warm liquid, I'm gonna have like hot cocoa or something.
Yeah.
It's like, I don't want to slurp it from a spoon in a bowl. Like,
it does make my throat feel good, but it's also, I don't know. The taste is fine.
It's like weird.
It is weird.
I like chicken noodle because I can pick the chicken out of it and eat the chicken.
I like the chickens and the noodle, nothing else.
Yeah.
The carrot, I don't really like carrots.
I got one without carrots.
That's good. I don't like carrots. They have a weird taste. They taste like dirt.
They come from the dirt.
Now, every time I say that, somebody says they come from the dirt. Yeah, I know they come from the dirt. But they do taste like dirt. I feel like if I ate the ground, it would taste like a carrot.
We gotta put that to the test now. We're gonna try a sample of dirt and a sample of a carrot. But you're gonna be blindfolded.
Yeah.
And they're gonna be put into like a smoothie so you can't tell the difference. We're going to blend up the dirt with some water, and then we're going to blend up a carrot. Which one's the carrot? Which one's the dirt?
And I promise you I will not be able to tell because they taste the same, I feel like.
Or we can make it into a soup.
No, I do not like soup. I don't know.
No, we had soup 2 times in a row. Like, I'm not complaining. I'm getting fed during Tech Week.
Yeah.
But I'm just not a big fan of soup.
Yeah. Unless it's broccoli cheddar, then I'll eat that any day.
They had potato soup. I like the chicken tortilla one because I can dip my little crackers in it. And there's chili. Like, I'm not a big fan of chili either.
It's okay.
I dip, like, the saltine crackers in it.
Mm-hmm.
And then that's good.
Yeah. Or, like, cornbread. I love cornbread with my chili.
I used to like cornbread, but I'm just not a big fan of it anymore.
Really? Why? What changed?
I don't know. Like, the flavor for me. I don't know how I feel about it.
Well, because there's some that are like taste like nothing, but then there's others like sweet cornbread. That's my favorite. It's just delish.
Yeah. Have you ever made zucchini bread?
Yes.
I've made it with my grandparents before.
Yeah, my grandma, she made zucchini muffins. They're so good.
You don't like it? No.
Oh.
I've tried it. I've made it. I enjoy baking them, but it's just not for me. Because you get the little strings of zucchini, and it's...
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Because you gotta shred it up.
Yeah.
And then you put it, like, you mix it with the batter. And then you bake, you have, like, little loaves.
It's good to me. I actually haven't had it in a while. But I remember last time, and it was good. And I put it in my oatmeal or, like, cereal. Have you had, like, muffins and cereal? You dip the muffin in the milk.
No.
It's delicious. I've never done that. It's good.
I'll have to try it.
Yeah.
I rarely ever eat cereal, though.
Yeah, me too.
And if I eat it, it's usually dry.
Oh.
I'm not a big fan of milk for my cereal.
Really? I love the milk.
Is cereal a soup? Is cereal with milk a soup? Let's get back on this conversation.
No. Because isn't soup like baked or like warmed up in that soup?
What if you warmed up your milk and put the cereal in it?
I feel like that would be gross.
Would then it be a soup?
Yes.
What if you had chocolate milk and warmed it up to make like hot chocolate?
Ew.
And then put the cereal in it?
Well,
I'm just coming up with ideas.
That's kind of like, I feel like you would put Lucky Charms.
Yeah.
And then it'd be like marshmallows. Yeah.
I want to try that. You just pick the Lucky Charm marshmallows out.
But I wouldn't, have you put chocolate, like chocolate syrup, like making chocolate milk and then just warmed it up?
I've never done that.
Okay. Yeah. Because I feel like that would not be hot chocolate.
I've put the chocolate syrup in my milk and warmed it up. I've done milk with the powder.
Yeah.
The hot chocolate powder.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And then warmed it up. Yeah, that's good.
I wonder if it would be any different.
What do you mean?
Like, would it taste bad?
See, I feel like... See, I don't know. I was going to have chocolate... I was going to have chocolate milk the other day, but then our chocolate was expired.
I got chocolate milk, but I haven't been able to drink it because I have not gotten home till like 9:15 every night.
Oh.
Because rehearsal's till 9, and I want my chocolate milk, and I keep forgetting about
it. Drink it in the morning.
I wake up, and then I leave, and I forget about it.
You better drink it soon. It's going to expire.
Yeah.
What type of chocolate milk?
I think it's just, like, great value.
Yeah. I mean, because, like, the chocolate milk they have here, I don't know. It's, like, thick.
At school here?
Yeah.
Mm-mm. It makes my stomach hurt.
Yeah, and, yeah. I'd rather make it myself. Also, I'm just, like, the best chocolate milk maker ever, so...
You need to run your own chocolate milk factory?
And I do, and I'm going to be the next Wonka, but for chocolate milk.
The hot cocoa they had in Italy...
Oh, I've seen...
It was so good. It's like...
I've seen TikToks about how, like, it's, like, is it thick?
It's really thick. It's, like, creamy. Because they actually use proper chocolate, not powder.
Yeah.
It's so good.
Yeah, I wanted to try it.
Then I had to get into France to, like, at the next hotel we had. But it was more of, like, a chain hotel rather than the one we stayed at in Italy. And it's like, this tastes like American hot chocolate.
Oh.
This is not what I wanted. I miss Italy.
Yeah. But, oh, man, I want to go to Italy.
It was so good. And, you know, you're talking about Willy Wonka, right?
Yeah.
Wonka, like, the movie Wonka, right?
Yeah.
You know, like, the little area where he wants to put his shop in?
Yeah.
We went to a little area that the movie was, like, the area we went to, the movie based that little place off of.
That's so cool. Went.
And it was like, it looked like it.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
That is actually amazing. And the movie was good. And the place was like magical. Movie.
Yeah.
Man.
It's just a bunch of like Louis Vuitton stores in that area. So it's like, I don't feel like I'm in here. Cause
way
I'm like,
too expensive.
I got a pigeon to land on me there.
Really?
Yeah.
Like, oh, that's really cool.
And, like, it came on my arm.
That's really cool. I would be scared, though.
I was the lady from Mary Poppins.
Oh, okay. I would be really scared, though, because don't birds have, like, diseases?
Yeah, I put hand sanitizer on.
Okay.
We named him Frederick.
Okay. I can imagine.
His name was Frederick the Pigeon. There were so many pigeons, though. It was, like, amazing.
Really? Why so many pigeons?
People were feeding them.
Oh, okay. Well, I would feed them, too, honestly.
Yeah.
If they were there.
I think that kind of wraps it up today. We feeding some pigeons.
Yeah.
May not be the greatest thing, but it's
something.
I want to be the lady from Home Alone.
Oh, Home Alone.
In Home Alone 2? 3? The one where he's in New York.
I don't... Oh.
It's 2. But anyways, I hope everyone has a great week. And not next week, because I'll be on a field trip. But tune in 2 weeks, and I'll be here. Bye!